got it home? Anybody need to do homework before we start? Are we good?
I'm good.
I'm kind of just like relying on Heather and then I fill in.
Everybody's bladders empty.
Wait, we're doing what? Rotation?
Rotation. So everybody spin and sit. Spin.
Oh boy.
Welcome to the Child Care Buyer and Girl podcast. Jeff Johnson here with Lisa Murphy, Kristen Peterson, and Heather Burt Santee, Professor Non Pom, that early childhood nerd.
You don't have to say it all every time.
No, I do. That's going to be my thing from now on. We are back with part four of our schema play theory series. We did an overview of schema play theory. We talked about transporting. We talked about connecting. And now we're talking about rotation. What is it?
It's what Kristen was doing with her hair. She was like twisting,
twirling it in a circle.
That's right. But am I wrong? That's not.
No, you're not wrong.
No.
So those kids that are sitting over there and twisting.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, something's wrong with them. No.
Yeah. They have an interest in things that turn, and that could be their bodies or that could be objects.
The tire swing. This right now. Yeah. This schema is the rationale as to why every single tire swing needs to be put back into every single early childhood playground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a group of students who, we have a platform swing and they spent, it was over an hour the other day. I watched. They turn it to get it as tight as it could go, twirl, 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 and then they would let it go and they would laugh hysterically as it like unwound itself. They were there for over an hour. It was amazing.
Oh, being dizzy is a fun sensation if you're in a safe space.
So. and good for your sensory processing development. Good 100%. For that vestibular sense.
Let's get Angela Hanscom on this episode.
Yeah. Well,
I was just going to mention, we recorded the Timber Nook Tips podcast not too long ago, and we were talking about spinning, one of the things Angela likes to talk about. And there's kind of two different types of spinning. There's that spinning on your own axis. Think about standing up and spinning around in circles or rolling down a hill. And then they're spinning as part of something else. Think about standing on the outer edge of one of those merry-go-rounds and spinning, or spinning on that tire swing in big loops. And those are two different types of spinning that do have different impacts on the way your body processes that information, and both are valuable and needed. And so if you're looking at supporting rotation play schema, paying attention to those two different types of spinning is valuable.
I also want to throw in that it's not just large motor. It can be very small motor, like locks, keys, you know, futzing with turning stuff, playing with a compass, playing with a what's that word? What am I looking for?
Toy car? Toy car?
A toy car, sure. But like a what's the thing that you had on your locker? Sorry, I'm old. A lock. A
padlock?
Like a lock with a
with a dial. Oh,
yeah. I don't remember what that was called.
Fun fact, I still don't know how to use it.
A padlock?
Are you talking about the built-in ones?
The built-in dial lock kind of thing?
Yeah, like spin to the left and then spin to the right.
Yeah. I still have bad dreams about those.
Sorry. That's a whole conversation. Right?
So would
what about
it be...
like spirographs? Remember those spirographs?
Totally. Yeah. And also, everybody listening, this is why everybody loves potions.
Yeah.
Potions.
Because of the stirring?
The stirring. I'm mixing. They're like, but they're not making anything. It doesn't matter. They just want to be stirring. And stirring
also,
is totally rotation.
Well, why some kids want to play in the sink all the time. It's not necessarily always about the running water. It's watching it swirl around the drain.
Watching it. Oh my God. Or say that again.
Flushing and reflushing and reflushing and reflushing the toilet.
Yes.
Right? It's watching the rotation of the water.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Look, we're all
so because of that. Quick sidebar. If you like connecting ingredients, like we talked about last time, and rotating spatulas, we're going to say, to make chocolate chip cookies, and you want to send me some chocolate chip cookies, all you got to do is let me know, reach out. I'll get you the address of where to send those chocolate chip cookies. Jeff, what?
Salad spinners.
Make your own fucking cookies.
Well, that isn't as rewarding as having cookies come in the mail.
Having other people do it. Okay.
How many people actually send you cookies in the mail?
Nobody.
I'm not going to disclose that because then people might think I get too many cookies in the mail.
Oh.
Not enough.
Yeah.
So how do we support this kind of activity in the classroom? Because, you know, rolling the toy truck, that seems pretty safe, but some of this other stuff seems a bit dangerous.
But are we outside enough to where we can embrace those big verbs of spinning and rolling? Go on, Heather.
Yeah, lots of time outside becomes really important here. But can I tell a story about a kid that I had who was into this schema? So so he came to our preschool a year or so ago, and he was 3. And really the only thing he wanted to play with was trucks. And his mom was, and again, this comes up so often in schema conversations, but mom had autism on her radar and was worried that because he only played with trucks, that was probably a sign that he was autistic. So she wanted us to stop the truck play and try and get him to play with other things. And that's not really how I operate. But I thought maybe this is, maybe it's just that trucks are cool and fun, or maybe it's a rotation schema. So I added lots of other things that rotate to different areas of the room. So we put in dramatic play, we brought out the grocery carts, and we had baby buggies with wheels. And over in where the paint stuff was, we added paint rollers that have different patterns on them. And then instead of paint brushes at the easel, we had cars. And they could, you know, run the car through the paint and then drive it around the paper. And there were a couple other things, you know, water wheels in the water table. And he just automatically started to expand his play because there were more places in the room where things were going around and around that he could explore. And his trucks were still his favorite, but he did go out and try some art when we'd never seen him even express interest in the art stuff before.
That's a great story.
It was nice.
Did that end up satisfying mom a little bit too?
It did calm her. Yeah, it did calm her.
Yeah.
And then they got mad because he fell out of the merry-go-round and skinned his face up, and they took him out.
Of course.
Oh,
So,
but not before mom sent dad in to try and scare me.
Want to tell us about that?
Was the rotation going on when he was spinning? When was he spinning you around?
And... Yeah, there was a whole new schema.
This is why I like cordless drills in early learning classrooms. You can chuck the paintbrush into it and use it for painting. You can use it for woodworking tool use projects, that kind of stuff. That's a fun one. If I remember. To dig it out, I have video of both very pregnant Kristen and fairly drunk Lisa Murphy on adult sit and spins.
Only mildly drunk on that. And it was when there was a commercial at the time was like something about like,
that was the beginning of the evening though. It got,
it
got spinnier.
It got spinnier and drunker that. and Kristen could not have been pregnant.
Oh my gosh. I was like 8 or 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. So are a great one.
That is one of our most coveted items in our program. And there was just a little brother and a sister that were on there the other day. And probably for about a half an hour, I watched them together spin, 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 singing songs and like making up stories together. It was magical. I love that thing.
You know what? I just had a thought right now. Do you think that sometimes while children are engaged in this kind of play, that they're able to have conversations that maybe would not be able to be had outside of that? Like, because we're distracted by the schema, and now we can actually, like, while I'm lining shit up, I can talk about the stuff that I'm really thinking about, but this is like allowing me to get
creativity. I mean, like, I've been doing a deep dive into creativity lately, and that is where you come up with things that you like. That's where ideas connect, is when you're doing things that don't take like the kind of the, just the mundane repetitive actions that you do day after day. So the best ideas come to people when they're on walks, or when they're taking a bath, or when they are folding laundry or brushing their teeth. Yeah. So those are like their mundane tasks if they do it over.
Because
over,
I just do this automatically. So I'm lining stuff up, I'm stacking stuff up. And because I'm just doing what I do, boop, there's a room for.
And there's flow.
Whoa.
A state of flow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also kids who play together a lot, and we think, oh, they're friends or whatever, it could be that they just are both exploring similar schema. And so, of course, they're together and using the same materials a lot.
Oh, my God. You just blew my mind. They're not friends. They're just at the same spot.
They're just schema partners.
So, I mean, people do that all the time. Have that their relationship is based on a shared interest.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So what about, I mean, materials, I don't think one we haven't mentioned is tires as loose parts, especially if you have access to a hill of some sort where where they can be rolled.
So, and honestly, you don't even need a hill. A tire can
be
very like useful even on a flat space.
Yeah.
A tip? Race car tires are the best because kids can fit inside them. And it's wide enough to cover their whole body. And so race car tires is what we haven't had. So we have only had maybe two kids who have ever put themselves inside it and rolled down the hill or our bridge. They'll put it on the top of the bridge and then roll down the bridge. But we had one kiddo that is what he did every single day. Once he figured out he could do it, and we weren't going to stop him, and he would do it every day. And that's what he would spend his outdoor time doing, is rolling it up to the top and then rolling back down. Okay. And the race car tires is the one that he would always go to, because I think he tried it in the other one and it didn't work too well. He probably fell out. So,
You're muted.
I think
we lost Kristen's audio. Kristen, if you can hear us, we lost your audio. Now it's back. we did a version of this. I told the whole story years ago on the podcast, but in Australia years ago, we were hanging out at a Timbernook program, and the kids were lashing tires together with rope, which brings us back to connecting from last episode. And then packing themselves inside the three or four tires and then going down this, I mean, it was a big ass hill. And it got to the point where we were trying to aim them towards ramps when they got a good speed of going. And so it's delightful.
Can you imagine though? I mean, I think about if I was a kid now and I was in a space where adults let that happen. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
You actually think that kids pause and reflect on that at all? Or is it just like, oh yeah, I'm able to do this here?
Well, I mean, what are they doing when they stand up and they say, that was awesome? Yeah. And they run up the hill together again. They're reflecting on it together.
And nobody is telling me not to.
Yeah.
Right. Lucky kids we've got.
So any other thoughts about supporting rotation?
Well, and Lisa kind of said this, it's also fine motor stuff, or like when they're painting and they want to put their whole hand in it and they move their hand in a circle, or they're drawing circles in paint with their finger, or paint rollers. Yeah. I'll tell you what it isn't. Circle time is not a rotation schema exploration.
Transitions so through the course of the day does not mean rotation.
But it has the word circle in it, Heather.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate.
Okay, I think since you're Professor Nonpon now, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
I won't push back on that one anymore. I feel so
powerful.
As you should.
Oh, salad spinners. Those are fun. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wind up toys.
What if the child does not like salad?
Oh, you can put anything you want in there.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah. Like we have one that we've used for paint, but we also have one that's just sitting around the classroom and they'll just put a whole bunch of shit in there and then crank it and watch it go around.
That sounds pretty insanitary.
Not real shit.
Okay.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just like
stuff, like anything they find, put it in there and see what it does when they crank that crate.
So way back in the day, and I show these pictures, there were kids that wanted to do smacking of the fly swatter. Smack, fly swatter painting. But not one child was worried about, and I don't even know if it, hold on, I'm looking at my notes. I'm sure it's a schema, but it's not the one we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
But all they wanted to do was smack. Not one child was like, oh my God, this is going to look so awesome on my refrigerator.
Right.
When my teacher cuts it up into 12 equal pieces for all of us to bring home. No, like, I just want to smack this. And that right there is the heart and soul, right? Of that process not
perfect. Yeah, that's the smacking motion. Thema, Lisa.
The smacking thema. I don't think that's
think, yeah, I think that's one, smacking thema. So what about that thing where you grab a kid by an arm and an ankle and you spin them around in circles? Until they throw up.
I don't like that feeling. Okay, some people do.
Right? That's consent.
Yeah.
Go on, Heather.
Well, I was just going to say that certainly could be part of this schema if it's the child's idea, because it's the children's ideas that are driving the schema exploration. If it's just me saying, hey, I want to spin you around.
So we can't force them onto the tire swing and spin them until
schema time. 9:30 is schema time. Everybody on the swing.
Yeah.
It's 9:45. Get your ass on
now it's trajectory. Switch.
Yeah. Stand up and spin around in circles until the timer goes off. That's
good Lord. Do we have to unpack that? Are there people who think that?
Well, I mean,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I mean, I've said before, it's not something like you write out a lesson plan and plan for each schema.
I think it's on
the part of the adults to notice when schema is happening.
Not to schedule the schema.
Right. Well, actually, right. I actually joked on my own planner today was Schema Sunday.
Well, that's different. That's different.
So Heather, you said there could be some crossover here. So there's crossover between rotation and then orientation, probably?
Yeah, positioning and orientation, yep. And some, like the painting kinds of stuff, could also be transforming.
Uh-huh. This is very complicated stuff. I'm glad
some
we're
of it could be trajectory, moving things through space. Yeah, there's
yeah, like rolling down the hill, for example, or pushing that toy truck down a ramp or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Heather, was this something that you knew about before you entered into this profession, or is this something you landed on?
Oh my goodness, no.
Same.
Yeah, I think Tiffany first mentioned it or sent me a handout or something like 3 years ago, and I ignored it because I love Tiffany, but I hate buzzwords. So I had to wait a while before it was relevant to me again, and then I got all excited about it and thought about all the time I wasted.
I think I learned about it first from Tiffany too, when we were podcasting together, and I was kind of the same thing. I just kind of let her like riff on it, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then once it became more relevant, then I did more of a deep dive onto it.
Yeah. Well,
why are we talking to you two instead of Tiffany then?
I don't know.
Tiffany has no time, man.
She is busy.
Yeah.
Life is taking over.
The busy schema.
Any more on rotation before we pull the plug on this one?
Nope. That's all.
Hey, what about riding bikes and trikes and roller skates?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
remember good. When you were little and you flipped the trike over and you just moved it?
Just with spun the wheel?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, teachers shut that down all the time. That's not right. How we use our trikes.
They These did
trikes
it.
Were expensive.
I want to talk about why we shut stuff down from kids that we did when we were little.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come back with that episode.
And this is learning.
I was actually spinning the wheel on my bike the other day like that to clean the chain. And I found it mesmerizing, just like I have for the last 50 years. So, yeah, I guess I'm still in that that play schema. Anybody want to plug anything before we wrap it up?
Lisa Murphy, ooeygooey.com. Red Leaf Press is where you can buy my books.
There you go. I just bought all new copies to leave at work when I leave this job, Lisa. I'm leaving them up.
I'll sign something and you can glue the copies.
That's cool.
Perfect. Thanks. Yeah.
You can find me at learning-wild.com or on Instagram at learning.wild.
That
was Kristen, by the way. If you
and you can find Heather, just search that early childhood nerd and you'll find her website and the podcast. This has been Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.